In addition to tomatoes, we also had peppers. We got to get our salsa growing.
Yeah, so good. You know, they're not quite as critical. They're a little more heat tolerant. You don't have to be in as big a hurry, but it's a good time to be getting them in as well. And then we'll start here in a couple weeks, around the 1st of March, with melons and cucumbers and squashes, as we get into those more spring summer vegetables in the garden. So peppers, there's a bunch of different kinds of peppers. Depends on your palate as to how hot you like them or don't like them, as to which ones you might want to plant.
And how long do peppers take? I mean, do they produce about the same time your tomatoes are producing?
Pretty close, yeah. Although they will continue to produce into the summer later than the tomatoes. They don't mind the warm weather quite as much, but what the hot weather and the sun will do is it will affect the size of the fruit, and you can get the blossom end rot and cracking on peppers, or sunburned sides on peppers from overexposure to the sun as well, just kind of like a tomato. So if you're going to try and get them to go further into the summer here, you might want to consider some shade cloth or something like that. But yeah, it's fun to have multiple varieties of those, because you kind of use them differently depending on what you're doing.
Now, we talked about it a little bit last week when we were talking trees, that this is the time to fertilize citrus. You know, it's not like you have to do it right on Valentine's Day. You've got a little window here. It's just a
good
reminder,
way to remember.
Prompt.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's time to citrus as well as almost anything now, especially those plants that got a little bit of frost damage or cold weather damage, to kind of make sure they have enough energy to generate and regenerate that new growth going into the spring. So great time to be feeding pretty much everything in the landscape now.
I have a bag of granular fertilizer. I think it's just regular citrus food, Arizona's mm-hmm. best. And it's covered, but with the moisture and the rain, it's kind of a hard clunk. Can I just beat that with a hammer, put it in my spreader, and go out and...
That becomes a problem, even if it doesn't get wet. You know, fertilizers just have that characteristic of wanting to grab onto moisture out of the air. We used to have that problem in the nurseries because we used swamp coolers, evap coolers. And if we had fertilizers in paper bags, you know, the bags would just get soaked. You know, that fertilizer's grabbing that moisture and pulling it through the bag, and the bag gets soaked and the fertilizer gets hard. But you can bust it up. It'll be fine.
There's no real shelf life. It'll still do something.
Well, yeah. It's anytime it gets wet, you're going to lose some of your strength. But you just go ahead and use it up. It's not completely bad. And the other thing you can do is actually put it in a bucket of water and dissolve it and turn it into a liquid and apply it that way.
Oh.
So another way to go if you want.
Now, when you're reading the labeled bag and it's talking about certain amounts, you still have to follow that. If I'm going to dissolve, let's say this is my diameter 6 inches and I've got this size of tree canopy, and it tells you how many scoops. So
yeah, you'd have to measure what you were dissolving. You'd use it the same. So if the tree needed 5 pounds, it needs 5 pounds, whether it's as a dissolved liquid or as a dry application. So yeah, be careful. Don't over apply it just because you dissolved it into a liquid. It's still got the same amount of nitrogen, whether it's a liquid or a dry. In fact, it's going to be
more.
A little more absorbed. Well, it's going to absorb quicker. So you got to make sure. The other thing to do is this, which is why this makes this such a good time to fertilize, is you want to make sure you're fertilizing plants that are well watered. You don't want to fertilize a dry plant, because that plant then will the minute you start watering that fertilizer in, it's thirsty, so it's sucking that moisture, which is now laced with fertilizer, and it can do some damage. So water first, or apply while or after it's raining, and then water your fertilizer in. And the same would be true if you're applying a liquid. Make sure the ground and the plant is well watered before you apply it.
And just out of curiosity, we did not get a winter lawn in.
Mm-hmm.
When do you start seeing Bermuda shoots come up? Is there a certain temperature at night, it's got
to
be
above. Yeah, it's just temperature driven now. So when the soil temperatures get up to a certain, which is really kind of dependent on the nighttime temperatures. But I would suspect usually early March is when you'll start to see a little bit of green coming back on that Bermuda. So here in another two to three weeks, maybe a month, you'll start wanting to get some fertilizer on that as soon as you start seeing it green up.
It's a lot of work keeping them up. I always said I'd never have one. But during the summer, when you have kids, it just,
kind of a necessary evil. Kids and dogs kind of need some grass.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And we've got a nice mulberry on the east and west side of the lawn. And they're not big enough yet where the Bermuda hasn't it hasn't killed off the Bermuda, shading it from the summer.
Sure.
I do know and anticipate we're going to lose some of our lawn space when those mulberries mature, but it's still great. The winter lawn still grows underneath them just fine.
Well, sometimes it's better to have the shade than the grass anyway. You can always put some bark mulch under there and you'll be fine.
Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Harper of the Farm's Choice, all organic fertilizer for just about any plant right now. Use a little Farm's Choice.
Exactly. Thank you.